succede. Ecco chi c'è, chi c'è, ecco chi c'è, ecco chi c'è, chi c'è, righteous tree. Yeah. First track from the night from Jerry Johnson alongside Sugar Minot.
I know a little dread by the name of Fred, who used to sell a little herb to make his bread.
Pull that one up and start it back from the top and two fingers cross. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, big up yourself, King. How you doing?
All right. Greetings to you.
Yeah, greetings to you. And welcome to reggaespace.com. Just to let people know, we're in live conversation here right now with Jerry Johnson. And he's just released a CD featuring the hits of Sugar Lincoln Minot, accompanied by and in partnership with Jerry Johnson on his saxophone. So I was just rinsing out the first track of the night there, Jerry, Dread Name Fred.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. I'm wondering how were these particular tracks selected? There's I don't know, maybe a 10 or a dozen tracks. Sugar Minot's made a whole heap of tunes over the years. How did you settle on these ones?
Well, actually, I picked them all. You know, Sugar was in New York. He called me to the studio. He asked me to do a tune for him. A totally different project, you know? And, you know, he's always making suggestions, oh, you should do this and you should do that. So, he put the idea to me. He was like, Jerry, you should just do some covers, you know? Jerry plays his favorite hits, you know? Okay. He said you should do a couple Dennis, couple Ken Boots, couple Alton, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, all right, cool, but, you know... I don't really have a direct link with them, you know what I mean? I don't really know them. I mean, I work with them, I know them, but I don't, you know? So he said, you could just cover my tunes, do my tunes, you know? And when I come back, I'll put some voices on it, you know? We could even do some as a duet and take a picture, you know? We get it going. So he made the suggestion. I don't know if he, you know, if he really think that I took it serious. But when he came back, I had like all the tracks laid, you know what I mean?
Everything. Okay.
So I just picked out all of my favorite tunes, you know what I mean?
Right.
And some that was very popular, and I just laid the tracks. I went to Koozie Miller's studio.
Okay.
Of Anthem. They worked on my last CDs. Went up there, laid all the tracks, put all the horns on, and when he came back, I linked with him and I said, "Yo, you know, tracks are set up and it's ready, just need your voices, you know." So basically I picked all the tracks,
right?
And you know, he just came in and he added on voices. I mean, you know, I was there, we did it together, but you know,
so it was his idea to do the project in the first place, I guess.
Yeah, he put it towards me. He was kind of leaning towards just do a bunch of my favorites, other people's, you know.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, I don't really have a direct link with them. And they said, well, just do my tunes and I'll come back and I'll support it with my voice. And, you know, we'll do it together and we could even do duets, you know, with the sax and the voice playing straight through, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a selection from the CD, starting with this one, A Dread Name Fred. And I don't know, maybe some of the listeners have some favorites from the LP, or maybe favorites from Sugar Minot. They're likely to be the ones that are on the CD, but if not, we'll make some other arrangement. So if you have a favorite Sugar Minot, let me know. If you have seen the CD and maybe have it in your possession, if you have any favorites, just let me know. Maybe we can rinse that out. We start off with Dread Name Fred.
Dread, 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 Dread.
Big up Dags and Linus of Judah.
I know a little dread by the name of Fred, who used to sell a little herb to me. Smoking it right at the back of his old place.
Nice start there for all the herbalists amongst us. It's entitled Dread Name Fred. Sugar Miner's voice combining beautifully with Jerry Johnson's saxophone.
He didn't drop.
Well, Jerry, you talked about the link between you and Sugar. I mean, you're in the US, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in New York.
Okay, and Sugar Miner, where was he residing?
He was in Jamaica, Kingston.
Okay, so he was passing through, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I've been working with him since like the 80s. You know, when he'd come to New York, we'd link, and then he would take me out on tour with him. So, it's been ongoing since the 80s. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, I know that we've had a lot of giants of reggae music pass over recent years. Last year seemed to have quite a few. And as a result of them passing, a bunch of artists get together and do tributes. But this is not that kind of a thing, is it? Because this was all done before he passed. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, some people see it as a tribute, but actually it was just a project that me and him did together, you know. When he passed, you know, I was left with the project, and I just, you know, finished it up and put it out. But it's not like he passed and then I said I'm going to do a bunch of songs and, you know, and it'd be a tribute to him. It was a project, a partner thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, he's not around to like see it through, you know. He was my direct link to Jamaica,
right,
to release these tunes in Jamaica, you know what I mean, and try and get my name recognized over there a little on another level, you know.
So it must have been one of the final projects that he was involved in before his passing, I guess.
Yeah, I want to say yeah, but you know, Sugar is a person that records every day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I want to say yeah, but I can't say yeah because I know when he left New York and went back to Jamaica, he was recording every day, you know, because that's what he did, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Certainly a very prolific artist.
Yeah. He was a hard worker, and I'm telling you, recording these songs here, Like the first when I first called him and said, "Sugar, I laid all the tracks, you know, I need you to come voice it." So he's running up and down, doing shows and this, that, and the other. I booked time. He didn't make it to the studio. He found out he was supposed to be in Canada the next day, and then he got away. He had to go back to Jamaica. I had called him. I said, "What happened? You didn't show up to the studio?" And he said, "Oh man, I forgot. Had to go to Canada and this, that, and the other." I said, "Where you at?" He said, "Well, I'm in the airport. I gotta go to Jamaica because I got a big dance coming up." I was like, "Wow!"
Right.
So I just took the project and I put it on the shelf and I just waited, you know.
Yeah. So it took what, 3 years? You're publicizing the fact that it took 3 years to complete.
Yeah. 2 and change, almost 3 years, because then he came back the following year, and he did the tracks. He laced it for me, you know.
Right.
So we got it done. But then I had a whole lot of issues in my life, you know. He called me. He was like, "What's up, man?" Because I still had to do like some overdubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, my son is sick right now, you know. So he said, "Oh, man, just go ahead and handle that and just hit me back." You know what I mean?
Right.
So then my son, he passed away like a couple months later, you know what I mean? Okay. So that kind of put everything on park, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He called me and I was like, "Yeah, Sugar, I had, you know, a little issue. My son passed away and whatever." So he's like, "Yo, just hit me up when you're all right." So then I came to terms with things, and then I went out there and I started doing all my overdubs and stuff to tighten up this project, you know. I went through the finishing stage and I was almost finished with it, and then I got the call, you know. Say Sugar passed away last night. I was like, "Wow."
Oh man.
You know, yeah, him and my son passed away like months apart, you know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah, so then I parked it again, you know what I mean? I was just in a different zone at that minute, you know, I wasn't really, you know, and I know a lot of people who had Sugar Minot songs and projects, they was all running around to put it out, but, I wasn't really, I was just in a different mode, I wasn't really feeling all of that, you know, I just chilled for a minute, you know, and got my head together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying it's quite a double whammy for you, double blow, you know, your son passing and then Sugar Minot soon afterwards. It must have really knocked you for six.
Yeah. It was a painful thing, you know. Yeah. And then when he passed, I was like, "All right, what am I going to do with this project now?" You know what I mean? Because I don't want any problems with family or anything, you know what I mean? So I said I would just like maybe just print up some copies and pass it around to DJs for dub plates and stuff. But I did speak to some of his family, you know, and they was like, "Nah, man, you know, you should let it go." You know what I'm saying? Let the world hear what was going on. So I did decide to, you know, put it out, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did, because it's really a great CD. I'm sure a lot of people are going to feel this. How long has it actually been out and available?
Oh, I just put it out like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah. Just put it out.
So where do people have to go to actually get a copy?
Oh, you could get them online, cdbaby.com, iTunes, you know, all of the download sites got it. And CD Baby, they have the actual hard copy if you want.
Right. Okay, yeah. That's cool. Well, I want to make sure that we get through quite a few of your tunes, as many as we can. And the next one I got lined up here is Lover's Rock, another classic from Sugar. Again, it's got to be one of your favorites because it's on the CD. Is that right?
Yeah. This one, this is one of my favorite tunes, you know. I know it was well-loved in England. And, I just love this song, Nice Lover's Rock by Sugar Minot.
Okay, people, this is Lover's Rock. Right on. Remember when we were young. It's been a long time. Oh my darling,
see the shout box lighting up there. Lover's Rock from Jerry Johnson. Yes, indeed. Winky was quite a big tune, if not a number one in the UK record charts, reggae record charts during the 80s, I guess. Big up yourself, Andrea Louise, and big up yourself, Dags, Lioness of Judah, booming up the shout box. You mentioned earlier that Sugar suggested a duet rather than, you know, just dropping his voice in here and there. It feels that way. It feels more like, you know, two guys in a studio, you know, doing a duet. Is that what was finally intended?
Yeah. That, he put that to me, and I said, Sugar, just I'll play the song, just come in and drop out, and then I'll, you know. And he was like, oh man, that's the same old thing, man. Let's try something different, man. We could do a duet where, you know, I play with the sax, you know, because I didn't want people to really think that I just got hold of some Sugar Minot tapes and just played over it, you know, because they hear the sax and the voice going together. But he was telling me, oh, that's the same old thing, man. Let's do something different, you know what I mean? So, after he passed and I was mixing the tunes, you know, I said, I'm going to leave it just the way he wanted. I'm not going to touch it, you know what I mean? Because actually, I did the horns first, and then he put his voice on, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, just mute the sax wherever, and, you know? And he was like, nah, man, I'm just going to let it. So I just left it at that, and it is what it is. And, you know, after a while, you know, you kind of feel it, you know? Kind of see what he was saying.
Yeah, I do too, because, you know, it seems like he's a guy full of ideas and, you know, he doesn't want to sort of go over the same ground again. Is that right, you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and sometimes when you try something new, it takes a minute, but after a while, people do realize what you're trying to do and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I notice, you know, it really has that feel that two artists together rather than one artist and then dubbing in the next artist. The CD cover has got the two of you there, him with the mic and you with your sax. So it all fits together for me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm really proud of this project, you know. Yeah. I think he was trying to help me too because he saw me as an instrumentalist. You know, he saw me, I was dropping my own stuff, and, you know, but, I don't know, Sugar, he was always, like, giving advice to help people, you know, and he was always helping people, you know. At one time, he told me, Jerry, man, if I was you, I would just play, I'd cover everybody's cover, just do everybody's tune over, you know what I'm saying, just to get out there, you know, get through the door, you know.
Yeah.
He was always giving advice and stuff like that, you know.
Well, I guess he had a pretty good handle on the industry, and maybe you know his advice. I mean, I understand also that he's into encouraging young people, and Youth Man Promotion is his initiative as well, isn't it?
Yeah, right. He, you know, actually, the first time I played in Jamaica, he called me and brought me down, you know, to play on Sunsplash and Sting and stuff. You know, he didn't have to call me, you know, he had his crew down there, you know what I mean? But yeah, he looked out and he was always trying to help, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because obviously, you know, you're in work, you know, you're being used by a whole heap of different artists, and you know, your name might not appear on the track or on the CD album cover or the LP cover, but you're doing a lot of work, and I guess he picked up on the fact that you're looking to make a name for yourself, I guess.
Yeah. I I've done projects, I've done albums and CDs in the past years ago, but I never like really put it out myself. You know what I mean? I was just working for other labels and stuff, you know. But certain people, like he would tell me like, "Yo, you need to like buy yourself a tape and just start recording, and you know, even if record a couple people, and you know what I mean." Him and Sister Carol.
Yeah.
And Vernon Spear, those people there kind of like encouraged me to like just do it yourself. Put it out yourself. Don't sit around and wait for nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was all love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So this is an example of that now. This CD is your own baby and you've put it out yourself, is that right?
Yeah, it's mine. It's mine. You know, if somebody picks it up, it's still ours. You know what I mean? I would say it's me and his family. You know what I mean?
Right.
I am in contact with them, but if nobody picks it up, then you know it is what it is. Basically, you know, I tried to shop it, but I didn't really get any response. So that's when I just said, all right, I'll drop it. If somebody hears something and want to do something, then it's me and Sugar Mine out of state, you know?
Okay, yeah, okay, fine. Well, I certainly listen to it, listen to every track over and over again. And, you know, anybody that loves saxophone, and there's a lot of people who love saxophone, and anybody who likes Sugar Miner's music, and there's a whole heap of people that love Sugar Miner's music, they just gotta love this CD. I feel that, you know, this is probably gonna go someplace with you. It's gonna make your name, as it were. You know, if your name wasn't known before, after this, I'm sure it will be, you know?
Oh yeah, I hope so. You know, it took, like, I had like a lot of help doing this, you know. I can't even say I just did it myself, you know what I mean? Like, I got all the tracks laid. Koozie Mellors laid all the tracks.
Okay.
He did all the voicing at Ghetto Root Studio in Brooklyn, like Ross Teo. And then I had all these overdubs to do, and these guys was just letting me use their studio. Sons Jr., Colonel, and Living Room Studio, Barry Dredd, he let me in his studio. Keelan Bedford, Studio 13, he gave me the key, let me go in there. Philip Smart, Pyramid Studio.
Yeah.
These are people who just helped me out. Don Juan Studio in Brooklyn gave me the key, told me to go ahead in there, and his engineer, Bill Bell,
yeah,
mixed, spent hours and hours and hours mixing it, you know what I mean? Little Basie from Emperor's Choice, same thing, helped me out with the studio. You familiar with Roland Alfonso,
yeah,
saxophone player from Scatterlights?
Yeah,
his son is a drummer.
Okay.
And his son just sat behind the drums and did the whole CD for me. And these guys aren't asking for, you know, anything. They just want to contribute, you know what I mean?
Right.
Douglas, great bass player. McKitty, he's playing with Steel Pulse now. Earl Appleton, a keyboard player. He just played the whole CD.
So what?
A handshake, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you put that down to? Is it they see the potential of the project? Is it out of you know, respect for Sugar passing, or is it just that you're a really nice guy?
I think you know, we help each other, you know what I mean? And they loved Sugar, and it was just all love thing, you know what I mean? They helping me, and they want the project to come out and to be a part of it, and
right,
and the love for Sugar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's go for some more music, but I want to big up some new arrivals to the reggaespace.com. Big welcome to Red Lion. Big welcome to Empress Chalice. We're in conversation here live with Jerry Johnson, and reviewing one and two tracks off his most recent LP. Jerry Johnson plays the hits of Sugar Lincoln Minot, and it's a great LP. If you haven't come across it yet, check it out. It's on the normal download sites. So I'm just going to play one and two tunes from it, just to whet your appetite, so that you can run along, hit the link, and purchase a copy. Next track I'm going to feature is My Love Is True.
Bye-ya, bye-ya, bye-ya. Paya, 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 paya. They won't fall in love again. Love is where we stand. So no matter how many words shall break my heart. Oh, I
Yes, indeed, Redline. Music is real music. And I did invite people to put something in the chat box. Let me know if there's any particular Sugar Miner tracks that you would like to hear. Goody has just done that, and I've got the track here. But it's a track that's not on the LP. It's a track entitled Party Time. I don't know, this can't be one of your favorites then, Jerry. Otherwise, it would be on the CD, yes?
Well, actually, I could only put so many tunes on there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
After 12 tunes, I had to stop, but, you know, I wanted to put like 30, 40 tunes on there, actually, you know what I mean? But I don't know, maybe I should have made it a double CD or something, but I couldn't get... There was so many more tunes that I wanted to do, you know what I mean? I just couldn't get it on there. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, don't apologize. I'm just looking forward to a volume 2.
Yeah. I wish I could, you know. And getting him to do this, because he was so busy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd go into the studio, and when he's there, and everybody knows he's in the studio, all the sound men are calling, dub play, you know, and I just had to sit there and let him do that first.
Right.
So now it's 3:45 in the morning. He's like, yeah, Jerry, line up the hard drive.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody's mashed up, you know what I mean? The engineer's knocked out, and he's the last one standing, and the engineer's like, boy, Sugar, it's not gonna happen tonight, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, he did voice 9, and I did 3 with just sax alone. You know what I mean? But he said, "Look, I'm gonna start hitting your tunes early. As soon as I come in, I'll start hitting your tunes." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was a workhorse. He would constantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to perhaps you taking his advice and doing some covers, maybe covers of his own tracks. And if that be the case, then hopefully Party Time will be one of them. Big up yourself, Goody, making the suggestion and inviting others to do the same. Here's Sugar Miner's Studio One Party Time.
Done. Yo, this is Dan Minor, reminding you that you are listening to Yendis, the Digital Warrior, on reggaespace.com.
Back to the brand new CD release from Jerry Johnson.
Babylon, just a mash up the line.
Johnson and Rough Old Life, and you'll hear the voice of Sugar Minot in there, doing backing vocals and occasionally singing a verse. Big up to Williams and Yard Rhythm there. Big up Promotions pumping the shout box with graphics and links. I want to encourage everybody to hit the links and friend up Jerry Johnson on Facebook. Hit up his CD on CD Baby or whatever. Big welcome to everyone tuned in right now. There's still, let me check. 45 minutes left in the show before Williams comes in, so it's time to send out the link to all who should be here who is not already. We're reviewing some hot tracks from the CD. I guess it's early days, if it's only been a few weeks since it's been out, Jerry, that it's a bit early to really get a sense of how well it's doing and who's particularly interested. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of early still, but everybody who hears it, they're loving it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can imagine. So what about the future? Where do you go from here? I guess at the moment you're concentrating on getting this one out and around, but you got any ideas for what you plan to do in the future?
Well, I'm in the, you know, one is out, but I'm in the studio working on another one. You know, I just keep it moving, you know what I mean? I always want to have one. Vernon Spear told me, like last week, he said, man, you should always have one ready, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So so that's what I'm doing. I'm in the studio now. I'm working on the next one, actually, you know.
Yeah, so you're really moving towards being an artist in your own right rather than an accompanist, an instrumentalist. Yeah, is that right?
Well, I want to cover both sides, you know, but I've done the other side so much, you know. I'm kind of concentrating on this side, you know, a little more.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And that means that you'll be invited to perform, you know, being up front, center stage, which is perhaps unusual, I guess.
Yes and no. You know, there's been times when I've played and been featured a lot, you know. So I guess really more than shows, I just really want to record and flood it. You know, flood the place with my music, and then right. I go out there, you know.
Is there any scope for a band being created around your horn? You know, some fellow horn players? Is there anything in that way that's a possibility?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you know, I've been here so long. I have so many friends, you know, musicians and stuff. All I really have to do is have a plan and call them, you know what I mean? Just have a good solid plan, you know, and call them up. I mean, everybody who worked on this CD with me, I'm sure some of them, if they're not busy, they would be willing to come aboard with me and you know, take on some tours and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's been the Scatterlights, as you know, but nothing really since.
Right. But you know, it's possible. I just really want to have a lot of good music out there, and then I'll deal with that. You know, I came off the road when my son was diagnosed, and I've just been in the studio ever since. I do gigs around town and stuff, but you know, like the big tours, like I used to do with Steel Pulse and Big Mountain and you know, groups like that. I haven't done that in a while because those would take me on tour for like, you know, 3 months at a time, you know, yeah. And come home and then go back out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you're concentrating now on putting stuff out that's your own. Is it your writing stuff or are you covering stuff?
Well, what I've done in the past is I would do my stuff, but then I would put in some classic, you know, some good old classic tunes, you know? And kind of shuffle it up,
yeah.
So you know, people would hear the classics, and you know, and then they would listen to, you know, it would. It's just a little variety, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're gonna.
I'm kind of sticking to that formula for now.
Okay. So you're gonna get one in the hole, as they say, ready for whenever you feel it's right to release, I guess.
Yeah. I'm gonna let this ride for a while. You know what I mean? And then I'll have the next one ready. You know, to just drop it whenever. So I'm working on that now.
But you, at the same time, you're available to work with anybody who's interested in working with you, I guess.
Oh yeah. I'm always on call. Anybody, you know, anybody call me. I'm there, you know.
Yeah, and it could be anywhere in the world, I guess, because, you know, there's reggae bands and production houses all over the world, yeah?
Yeah, not a problem. Anywhere, anytime, you know.
Okay.
Whenever they're ready, I'm ready, basically, you know.
Again, you know, this is what it's all about. We're trying to put out your material, and I'm certainly going to be rotating it over the future weeks, and with your permission, I would put one or two of these tracks in our record box for our DJs to download and play in their shows, if you're okay with that.
Oh, I would love that. I really appreciate that. You know, all the help I can get, you know. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, all the DJs that's helping me. I want to big up Ital K from English Pound Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been pushing it for me hard too, you know. I appreciate that love, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what about people who want to link up with you or call you in and to do your thing on their track? How would they do that?
Oh, they can hit me up on Facebook, you know, Jerry Johnson Sax Man. Or they can hit me up. My email address is saxmanjerry@yahoo.com. And I definitely will link with them. Not a problem, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's great. Well, you all heard that, and if you didn't hear it live, yeah, that's on the recording as well. So, let's get some work for Jerry, you know, get him busy. you know, see if he can delay work in his studio to travel the world doing work for everybody, okay?
yeah, that's cool.
Alright, next track, Come Back Home. You want to say anything about that one?
Yeah, that was a classic, Sugar Miner. I did that all instrumental, actually. He didn't sing on this, but you know, it was an old studio, Queen of the Minstrel, but his Come Back Home, his version was a real nice version, so I wanted to touch that one, you know?
Yeah.
So I just touched it with the horns, straight up.
Oh,
great music on this CD, Jerry Armstrong, and I agree, you know, I can understand how you're very proud of this.
Yeah, took a lot of work. I'm glad. I'm satisfied with the results. Yeah.
It took a long while to get there, but the results, as you say, are very satisfying. I got one more tune I want to play, and you might want to think of who and who you want to big up. I want to big up all the people who have been listening. We got something like a little over half an hour left in the show. Big up to Andrea Louise and Climb No Trees. Big up Dags for helping to set up these interviews. Big up yourself, Dags. Denture D, big up yourself. Goody, and thanks for your little request there. Big up Janetta and Linus of Judah. Big up Pablo Pease here, and Promotants, been pumping the shout box here with pictures of your good self, Jerry, and all your links. So I'm encouraging people to hit those links and make the connection. Big up Queen Easy and Red Lion. Big up yourself, Red Lion. Red Reggae Lady and Williams. Big up Yard Rhythm every time. I'm here in the video chat. Dags is here with me as well, so you may want to join us there. The Dancing Queen is present as well. So very glad to have you here tonight, Jerry. I know you're a busy person and got lots on your plate, so really appreciate you spending time with us here at Reggae Space.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank everybody who helped me on the CD, all of those that I mentioned. I also want to thank Charles Mellers. He designed the CD cover for me, Sister Bunny, she's a singer for Israel Vibration. She took the pictures for me. And Little Jenai Clark, he made the logo for me. And Carla from Canada, Chick Mellon Graphics, she hooked up. She helped me a lot on this project, too. I want to big up Mark Lawrence. He did the mastering. And he spent hours and hours on the phone with CD Baby and getting everything together. He really helped me a lot, you know. And I want to say what's up to my son's brothers and sisters, Tariq, Taliba, Tahira, Jeanette, Sabani. And rest in peace to my son. And some of those songs you heard me playing, that sax was given to me by a good friend who I lost today. He passed away from cancer. So I want to say rest in peace to Smitty Cook, a good friend of mine. And there you have it, my brother.
Okay. You got a new sax, is that what you're saying?
No, I had this sax for years, this brother, he gave it to me years ago. You know, I'm still playing it up to today, you know what I'm saying? But he passed away this morning to cancer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Smitty Cook. Rest in peace, you know.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Smitty. What's the name of your sax?
I have a Selma Mark VI. Well, I have so many, you know what I'm saying? But he gave me the Selma Mark VI alto sax.
Okay. And it has a pet name?
It's just my girl, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, big respect to you and much success to you in the future. I got one more track to play. Come Now, Natty Jed.
Oh, yeah, big hit, Sugar My Night tune. Yeah, Steppers.
Come now, my people, come listen now. Come now, my people, come now, Natty Jed, come now. Come now, Natty Jed, come now. Come now, Natty Jed, come now. Let us live together. Please forever, let us live together.
track Come Now Naughty Dread, featuring the voice of Sugar Minot alongside the sax of Jerry Johnson.
Come now, Naughty Dread, come now. Come now, Naughty Dread, come now. Come now, Naughty Dread, come now.
Think of yourself, Andrea Louise. Privileged to showcase this CD on Reggae Space, and I really appreciate you furnishing me with the various tracks for me to do that, and many thanks to you for giving us permission to drop one and two of these tracks in the record box for the other DJs.
Oh yeah, no problem, feel free, drop them all, you know. It's all good, thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure, and I do hope, wish you the best of luck and more success in the future, and I'm sure that's about to happen, because it's really a great CD. Many thanks for being with us here tonight on behalf of everyone here at Reggae Space. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, and big up DAG Promotion, and you know, for the link up and stuff. And big up my friend Jerry Harris, who's out there. He's out there. He's a good guitar player and singer. You probably have his tunes. He's out there pushing this music for me also. Enough respect. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Much love to you, and big success in the future.
Thank you so much, my brother.